And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Larry Noble's in his dressing room backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway. Outside in the hallway near the stage door, a police officer is patiently putting in time. Suddenly there's a knock on Larry's door and he jumps as though he had been shot.
Who's that?
It's me, Larry, Claudia Vincent.
Oh. All right, Claudia, come in.
Larry. Larry, you've got to help me. I'm terrified.
Yeah, well, who isn't? Practically put my eye out with a stick of makeup on you, not.
They're having me followed. Listen to me, Larry. Don't just act as if nothing was wrong.
I'm not pretending there's nothing wrong, Claudia. Far too well aware of just how terrible everything is right now. I don't know what I can do about it.
Well, you can at least listen, can't you?
Yes, Claudia, I can do that.
I tell you, they're getting ready to arrest me.
What makes you think so?
I'm being followed. Yesterday, when I took a room at the Hampton, a policeman followed me straight into the lobby. I waited for several hours, and then I came downstairs, and he was still there. And he was following me all day today, everywhere I went. Oh, it's got me so nervous, I can hardly stand it.
There's an officer with me, too. We also had one at the house in Rosehaven.
You did, Larry? Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I brought one of the men in with me tonight when I drove into New York. And if they let me go back home after the play, I guess I'll have another officer with me.
But what's the meaning of it?
I wouldn't know. I haven't had much experience in murder cases, I'm happy to say.
Well, neither have I. And I'm scared to death.
I'm not entirely happy myself, Claudia.
Larry. Larry, you will stick by me, won't you?
I don't know what you mean by that.
But we've simply got to help one another. If we don't, anything might happen.
I don't see how we can prevent it in any case.
Well, you'll have to swear that we were together the whole time after the play, the night Oliver Wilson was murdered.
What's the use of saying that? We both know it isn't true.
But who can prove it if we swear it's true?
Sorry, Claudia. I don't intend to perjure myself. There's enough trouble without that.
Well, what are you going to say? Or have you already been to the police? Have you tried to cast suspicion on me? Is that your way of keeping yourself safely out of trouble?
I haven't talked to anyone, Claudia. Sergeant Riley hasn't called me in yet. But when he does, if he does, I'm going to tell him everything I can in answer to his questions.
Why don't you say that we were together, Larry?
Because it isn't true.
But it is, at least partly. You and I were in the dressing room after the final curtain. We did talk together.
But we weren't there when the murder was discovered.
Well, what difference does that make? We were together while the murder was being committed.
There's no way of knowing that. We couldn't have talked for more than 2 or 3 minutes at the most. That doesn't cover the hour that went by between the time of the final curtain and the time Oliver Wilson's body was discovered.
It could, Larry, if you'd only agree to say that we were together.
No, I'm darned if I will.
But, Larry, it's the only way.
Don't you realize what a story that would create? Haven't you had enough scandalous stories printed about us?
Well, I'd rather have a scandal than to be accused of murder.
Well, Claudia, I'm sorry. I can't go along with you on that suggestion. I couldn't face Mary if I told a story like that.
This isn't the time to think about your sainted wife, Larry. This is far too serious. Now, what difference does it make what anybody thinks? As long as they can't accuse us of murder. Don't you see that's the only way?
No.
All right, then, Larry. You can try to establish your own alibi. If you want to be such a fool, then get yourself out of this the best way you can.
That's just about what all of us will have to do.
Don't you worry about me. I don't intend to be accused of this murder, even if you won't help me.
The only thing I insist on is telling the truth. You always get crossed up when you start to lie about these things.
I thought you didn't have any experience with murder cases. Well, you seem to be very well versed in how to behave. But you don't fool me, Larry Noble. You aren't above suspicion no matter what you think.
I'm aware of that, Claudia.
You may think you have a perfect story, one that will get you out of trouble. But don't be too sure. I don't intend to shield you to my own disadvantage.
I wouldn't expect you to.
You sound very sure of yourself. But I know better, Larry. I saw you cross from your dressing room door and walk towards the empty stage, and it wasn't more than 20 minutes before the body was found.
And you think that proves I killed Oliver Wilson?
I'll leave that to the police to decide. And as long as you won't help me, well, you needn't expect any help in return.
Larry stares intently ahead into his mirror while his mind races about in panic. At this same time, in the luxurious home of Rupert Barlow on Long Island, we find Rupert dressing carefully for dinner. As he adjusts the bow of his black tie, the door of his room opens and closes softly. And he sees the familiar figure of Victor, his servant, approach. Without turning, he watches him through the mirror. Until...
Well, Victor, where were you when I rang?
I was busy, Mr. Barlow.
Oh, I see. Ordinarily, a man's valet manages to keep his time free when his employer might want him.
You can cut out that stuff. I'm in a tough spot.
If you're referring to any action I might take as a result of your neglect of duty, you may forget it. I'm a very lenient man.
You know darn well I ain't talking about that. You know what I'm up against, boss. I already told you to make them cops turn off the heat, and you better do it.
You're behaving in a very objectionable way, Victor. I wish you'd pay a little more attention to your manners.
I'm thinking about my health. I don't mean to take the rap for this murder you got me mixed up in.
I didn't get you involved in it, Victor. That was entirely your own doing. I gave you the evening off when we all went to the theater. It certainly isn't my fault that you came around and forced your way backstage. I didn't even know where you were. It came as a complete surprise to me.
You gotta get him off my neck, Mr. Barlow. You know I can't stand any kind of investigation.
You should have been more careful in the past, Victor.
Says you. If it wasn't that I knew a few guys that can get things done, you'd have never hired me to work for you.
That may well be true. You've been of considerable service to me in the past, Victor. You've helped me to get rid of a good many inconvenient people. However, since you deliberately forced your way into this case when there was no need for you to be within miles of the Hamilton Theater, I don't see what you can expect me to do about it.
Well, you better do something about it pretty darn soon.
That sounds like a threat.
Never mind about that. Just get me off the hook right now. That's all I ask.
I'm sorry, but I don't see what I can do.
Listen, boss, they'll pin it on me, sure.
That's your hard luck, Victor. You see, you did overstep yourself when you had young Oliver Wilson waylaid on the road and beaten up.
I never touched the guy.
Oh, I'm sure you didn't. But nevertheless, some of your rough friends...
I didn't hire anybody to stop the guy, or I didn't do it myself. Nobody can prove different.
Then why do you worry, Victor?
Because they're going to throw the book at me, Mr. Barlow. That's why. You don't make them lay off. I didn't have nothing to do with croaking that guy.
You were heard in an angry argument. That's bad, Victor. A quarrel so soon before the murder was discovered, particularly when you weren't supposed to be anywhere near the theater, doesn't put you in a very attractive light. You must realize that. I don't see what you can expect me to do about it now.
So that's how it's going to be, huh? You're going to throw me to the wolves. Well, that's what you think.
Not at all, Victor. I just want you to answer any questions the police may ask with complete truthfulness.
Yeah? Thanks for the suggestion. Maybe the cops could ask you a couple of questions you'd find hard to answer too, boss, if they could think of them. And maybe they will think of them if they ask the right people. Think it over. You ain't any too safe right now yourself.
Some hours later, the same night, Mary waits anxiously for the familiar sound of her husband's car driving into the road. And as she waits, her mind is filled with frightened thoughts.
Oh, he ought to be home by this time if they let him leave the theater. But what if they arrested him? Well, they couldn't have done that. Mary promised he'd phone me if anything happened. And I know that I haven't missed a call. Still, sometimes they take people without warning. Maybe he's locked up and can't get to a telephone. Maybe he's hoping I'll call someone and get him out. Oh, if only I knew, if I had any idea. This night has been 1,000 years long already. I don't see how I can bear waiting much longer. Oh, Larry, was it my fault that this happened? Was it my fault for bringing all those people to the theater the night Oliver Wilson was murdered? Could this have been avoided if we'd stayed away? I know deep in my heart that you had nothing to do with this, but how can I prove it? Oh, how I wish we'd never set eyes on Claudia Vincent. I know I've been jealous of her ever since you first met her. Perhaps I showed it too plainly. I'm sorry if I did, but I couldn't help it. Oh, Larry, I do love you so. I can't bear to think of anyone taking my place. I wonder just how much she means to you, darling. How much she will mean when this is all over.
Mary looks anxiously at the clock on her bedside table, but it seems to her the hands have scarcely moved. And once again, she listens for some familiar sound. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway stars.